What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Desmond Wong on Money FM 89.3.
The lead story in the Business Times, a report by property agency Liz Sotheby's International Realty Singapore. Up to 29 developments could be launched from this quarter to the end of this year. These sites were acquired by developers between mid-2016 and August 2017. These new projects could mean an estimated 14,200 units being introduced into the market. Sotheby's came to these numbers after it reviewed recent government land sales, or GLS, as well as those from collective sales. It also considered a suitable time period of 9 to 12 months when all these GLS sites would have obtained their planning approvals before being launched for sale. At first glance, the volume looks high. To help us break down the figures, we are joined live by property consultant Koo Swee Yong, CEO of International Property Advisor. Swee Yong, are fears of oversupply real or premature?
It is a valid concern because we shouldn't just be looking at what is being launched right now. We should also take a look at how many vacant units there are in the market. And then on a broader basis, we should also consider the largest housing segment, which is the public housing segment. So HDB prices, resale prices are continuing its downtrend. We now have about 28,000 vacant private residential units. We have got another 2,000 vacant EC units. So taken together with the new launches as well as whatever is under construction today, yes, the concern about oversupply is valid.
Okay, Sotheby's report said demand will continue to be supported by liquidity and low interest rates. Do you agree that there will be a demand, and will the market be overheated? Or what is the risk of oversupply, taking the en bloc frenzy into account?
Yes, the low interest rates is supporting both the buyer's demand as well as the developer's demand. However, there is, of course, a fear that the low interest rate situation has been with us since the Lehman crisis. And at any time, if there were hiccups somewhere in the world, that interest rates could actually spike up. Now, another thing that is a little bit worrisome is most of these developers who have gone into the market to buy en bloc properties while waiting for the strata title board approval, the developers haven't really secured the bank loan required for the land sale yet. So if there were a short hiccup, say Mr. Kim decides to be playing a bad boy again, then we might have a situation where developers could walk away from some of these en bloc sales that have yet to complete.
Swee Yong, is there still a window of opportunity for homeowners looking at near-term sales?
Yes, I would say that within the next 6 months, it is likely that we would still have a good run-up in the market due to the en bloc craze. I guess at the end of this year, depending on the interest rate outlook as well as the continued sort of a negative sentiment in the jobs market, that buyers might become a lot more circumspect.
Okay, we're talking about the jobs market then. I understand you've been tracking employment numbers as well. According to the Manpower Ministry's labour market report for the first quarter this year, total employment is shrinking. Would that affect demand? And how will locals support their home loans?
Yes, so I'm tracking the employment market for two reasons. One, of course, how many tenants will there be renting these apartments? Because as you know, our home ownership is already at the 90% level, meaning all of us have got 1.1 home already on average. And then who is going to be the one staying in the home that you are going to buy, especially the smaller size shoebox unit? Most likely a foreigner. So last year, we lost 36,000 workers who are on work passes in Singapore. And then in the last few quarters, we are still seeing an overall shrinkage of the total number of jobs in Singapore. I'm concerned that on the tenancy front, things may get a little bit tougher for you to secure good paying tenants. Secondly, if employment remains weak, some of the homeowners may be unable to pay their mortgages and would have to then let go their properties in the auction market. And that could mean a little bit of pain while the rest of the market may be still exuberant.
Thanks so much for joining us. Koo Swee Yong, CEO of International Property Advisor, speaking live to us on the story. Up to 29 developments could be launched from this quarter to the end of this year. Will the market be able to digest this mass volume? Swee Yong saying there, the concern of oversupply is valid.